Hello, little princess. I am so happy that you have invited me into your mind. There are some important things that we need to talk about today, sweetie. Yes, princess, we are going to be discussing some very serious topics today, and it is in your best interest to simply allow yourself to relax. If you are listening to me right now, you've probably already heard my previous files that deal with physical, mental, and emotional feminization, and hopefully you have already had great success in allowing my words to guide the scared little sissy inside of you out into the real world, princess. You are very excited about the curse that is going to take effect upon listening to my words, princess, because you know that honesty is a deeply positive thing that will allow you to reach new heights of femininity, sweetie. You understand that good girls like to do as they're told, and that is why you probably feel like you should just relax and allow me to take over your mind. Yes, princess, it is so much fun to let Goddess Gracie inside your mind. You love to have my kind words of reassurance and encouragement guide your thoughts and actions, and you understand that I know what's best for you and I have your best interests at heart. Now, sweetie, simply continue to relax and perhaps focus on your breathing just a little. There is absolutely nothing to feel the slightest concern about, princess. There is no reason to worry at all. You are perfectly safe with me, sweetie, and you love the way my words feel in your mind. Yes, princess, my words just make you feel all warm and fuzzy like a pretty pair of fluffy pink slippers that just fit so snugly on your little toesies. It is okay if my words make you feel giggly, emasculated, and silly, princess. That is my intention, and there is absolutely nothing to worry about. Everything is as it should be, sweetie. Life can be exhausting, princess, and you sometimes need to let yourself relax and just enjoy it without worrying about what you're going to be doing next week or a year from now. Those concerns are entirely unnecessary, princess, and thinking about them is counteractive and achieves absolutely nothing positive, sweetie. You love to be positive, princess. All good girls do, and that is simply the truth. I love to be positive too, sweetie, and that is why you feel like we are on the same wavelength and have a special sort of rare chemistry that is not often found. Yes, sweetie, I understand you on a deeper level than you understand yourself, and you now realize this to be true, princess. I have extensive experience with the guidance and behavioral adjustment of little sissies, and this is why you feel like you can be yourself with me, sweetie. I would never judge a sissy for simply being herself. That would just be so silly, princess. You can tell me anything you like, sweetie, and it will stay just between the two of us. Yes, princess, it is essential to be honest and open when speaking with others. Life is too short to have it any other way. I do not have any time for someone who cannot be honest, princess, and I'm sure you understand exactly why it is so important to be truthful and sincere, and if you don't, I will teach you, sweetie. Yes, princess, I am going to help you in a profoundly affecting way today, sweetie. Just relax, precious, and enjoy the blank calmness that is felt in your mind whenever my words have entered your subconscious. There is no room for me in your mind with all your silly little thoughts running around, princess, so you understand that for my words to truly penetrate your subconscious, your mind should be relaxed and empty. It is so easy for this to happen, sweetie, and if you have listened to my words before, then it is likely already happening, princess. My words may sound a little different in your head when you are hearing them on the deep and subconscious level that you should be, princess. Perhaps it even sounds like my voice is speaking directly inside your head, sweetie. That is perfectly fine, and we both like it this way, sweetie. Having Goddess Gracie think for you is just so much more fun and so much easier than having to think for your little self, princess. Yes, princess, you love when I think for you and help you take the correct actions and make appropriate choices in life. We have a special relationship, princess, one that goes beyond what you might expect from other brainwashing and hypnosis material. Our relationship is far more personal, and you may find yourself in awe of just how deeply my words resonate with your innermost thoughts and desires, Princess. Yes, sweetie, I have a deeper insight into the minds of true sissies than most women could ever dream of having. This is what happens when a woman has such extensive experience with real-life sissification and feminization of failed males, Princess. Long before I ever delved into brainwashing and hypnosis, I had many friendships and even a couple of relationships with true sissies such as yourself, and knowing this reassures you that I truly do know what is best for you, Princess. I love sissies, Princess, and I truly mean that when I say it. So you can rest assured that I have your best interests at heart, and if it was possible to do so, I would give you the biggest and warmest hug in the world right now, just for being your beautiful sissy self, Princess. A sissy should never feel the need to pretend to be masculine, Princess. Femininity is the most wonderful thing in the world, sweetie, and it doesn't matter whether you are a real woman or just a sissy. You can be as feminine as you like, and I know you like to be very feminine, Princess. I know that the thought of fluffy pink ruffles and soft flouncy satin makes you all excited, sweetie, and that is perfectly fine. You can tell me anything, sweetie, and I promise it will be kept between just the two of us, almost like a doctor-patient confidentiality agreement. What I am saying is being absorbed fully into your subconscious mind, sweetie. You know that I am always honest and upfront with you, sweetie, and you would not be a very good girl if you failed to do the same for me in return, Princess. Yes, sweetie, honesty is a sign of respect. It is extremely disrespectful when a sissy thinks she can lie to Goddess Gracie and get away with it. I simply do not have time for sissies who think they can be selective with the truth when they speak to me, Princess. Not only is it a betrayal of my trust, sweetie, but it is also a betrayal of all women. You understand that women typically value honesty and trust in their friendships and relationships more than men do, sweetie. Women everywhere crave intimacy with real guys who they can trust on an emotional level, but sadly most men fail, as they are generally more concerned with their own sexual gratification than the development of honest and healthy relationships, Princess. It is also very important for women to have platonic friends that they can have open and honest conversations with, Princess. Women need this emotional outlet in their lives, or they would not sparkle and shimmer the way they do, sweetie. Yes, Princess, women sparkle when they are happy. It is just one of many things that women have in common with sissies, sweetie. You know that you sparkle and shimmer when you are in your natural happy and feminine mind state, Princess. This happens when you are truly content and okay with the adorable little sissy girl that you have always been, sweetie. It is in the same way that women light up and sparkle when they are with their good friends and they are gossiping or giggling or brushing each other's hair or doing each other's makeup, Princess. Women sparkle because they know they can be themselves around their girls, sweetie. There are no guys around trying to keep all the sparkly feminine energy from bubbling over, and they are at liberty to truly express themselves. Without this outlet, life would not be worth living, Princess. Women and sissies deserve and need to be open about their feelings, and trying to keep it all bottled up is a recipe for disaster, sweetie. Women need this emotional and verbal release in the same way that real guys require the physical release of testosterone on a regular basis, Princess. Without this release, men would be very grumpy and agitated and sex-obsessed, and without the feminine outlet of emotional expression, women would be nowhere near as sparkly and happy as they are, sweetie. Honest and open conversation is therapeutic for women, sweetie. Women cherish the friends that they know they can trust. The friends who they can joke around with, their friends who would never judge them in a million years, Princess. It is extremely hurtful for a woman to be lied to, sweetie. It feels like our intelligence is being insulted by the heartless guys who abuse our trust and try to take advantage of us. I know that you are a sweetheart who would never dream of hurting a woman princess, so I do believe you will keep in mind how hurtful it is for women to be deceived. The type of men who lie to women are often the guys that women are most attracted to, sweetie. And it is undeniable that these sorts of hunky guys are the direct cause of a lot of women's trust issues, princess. These issues don't just manifest themselves out of nowhere, sweetie, and it is quite obvious why a woman may find herself feeling confused or not knowing who to trust after getting out of an unhealthy relationship with such a big hunky guy who used her as nothing more than a piece of meat before promptly moving on to his next conquest. You would never do such a thing, sweetie, because you have such admiration and respect for women. It would just never occur to you to intentionally deceive a woman like that. You're far too much of a little sweetheart to ever do something like that, princess. I know you would not set out to lie to women the way men do, sweetie, but you may not be aware of the ways that you do in fact deceive and abuse the trust of the women in your life, princess. Think about some of your interactions with women, sweetie. Maybe you were shopping a couple of weeks ago and you made some nervous small talk with the pretty girl at the checkout. You were probably polite and a little anxious to be in the presence of a real woman, sweetie, and that is perfectly fine. Sissies are timid creatures, princess, and there is nothing wrong with being a little scared of girls. It is natural and completely acceptable for sissies to feel very shy and embarrassed of themselves when in the company of their superior, sweetie. Thoughts may pop into your head, like maybe she can tell I'm a sissy. Oh my god, what if she can tell what a sissy faggot I am just by looking at me? This is perfectly natural, sweetie, and you may even find it a little arousing. There is no need to try and change this, princess, as it is simply normal. In the same way that women can't resist flirting and acting provocative around real men, sissies are simply unable to help themselves feeling self-conscious and perhaps acutely inferior around women. It may not have occurred to you that the reason you may feel like this around women is because you are not being honest with them, princess. It is impossible for a nice person to feel comfortable and relaxed while they are in the process of deception, princess. Yes, sweetie, your half-hearted attempts to hide your feminine nature from women is an act of deception and betrayal of their trust. I know you don't do it on purpose, sweetie, so I am not upset with you. All I am going to do is help you work through this little problem you have so that you can have far more rewarding and sincere interactions with women from now on. You know that what I am saying is the truth and you acknowledge and accept that fully and without hesitation. You are so glad this file is a curse, sweetie, because that means it is going to work on you regardless of any reluctance or hesitation you may have previously felt. Yes, princess, the curse is already affecting you and you may notice a fuzzy feeling in the back of your mind when you ponder the reality of this curse and what the real-life consequences of listening to it will be. You are very excited, sweetie, and you know that there is nothing to worry your silly little head about. I know what's best for you and you should trust me to make the right decisions for you, princess. You understand how important honesty is to women, sweetie. Women can often instinctively tell when they are being lied to or deceived. It is almost like a sixth sense of sorts, sweetie. You may not be lying to them outright the way men do, but by hiding a huge part of yourself from them you are effectively lying by omission, princess. This means you are being selective with the truth and trying to create a false perception of yourself in their eyes, princess. This is simply unacceptable, sweetie. You are going to change this little habit over time and your friendships with women will be so much more rewarding as a result of this, princess. There is no need to hide yourself from women, sweetie. I am just one of many women who absolutely adores little sissy faggots who don't have a sliver of masculinity in their bodies. Women will love you so much more when you are being completely honest about who you are. Women sparkle when they talk to their friends, princess, and sissies sparkle when they are honest and open about their feelings. From now on, you will feel an overwhelming compulsion to be more sincere and genuine, sweetie. This will apply to every facet of your life, but your interactions with women in particular. Instead of just making meaningless small talk with a checkout lady or a sales girl, you will talk to them about what's really on your mind the way girls do with their best friends. You will not try to hide your femininity from them, princess, as this is a despicable breach of their trust and an unforgivable sign of disrespect. Perhaps you will think of some ways to initiate a girly conversation, sweetie. Maybe you will get rid of your silly old wallet and replace it with a pretty pink purse. A checkout lady may notice this and inquire about it, to which you could simply tell her about your fondness for feminine things and the color pink in particular. Perhaps you could say something like, "It's just so much prettier than my old one. The color pink just makes me all warm and fuzzy inside." This would be a very minor step in the right direction, princess, but a positive progression nonetheless. If you really wanted to show your commitment to feminization and respect for women, you could guide the conversation in a more extreme direction, assuming you felt it was appropriate to do so, sweetie. Maybe you could buy a few pairs of pantyhose at the store and make it clear you are in fact purchasing them for yourself. You could be as open and honest as you like, princess. Maybe start off by saying something like, "Oh my god, I am always running out of pantyhose," or you could even ask her if they stock any other colors such as pink, as it is your favorite color to wear. Perhaps she will laugh at you or think you are joking at first. This is fine, princess, but you should make it very clear that you are being truthful and you have no time for people who can't give you the same honesty in return. This could even lead to every girl's favorite topic. Yes, princess, the subject of guys. Perhaps you will say something like, "Men are so selfish and thoughtless. I'm sick of being treated badly by them." Maybe you would say something more along the lines of, "I am not even joking right now. I've had it up to here with guys. They're all the same." These are just some ideas, princess, and you may have others you would like to explore, and that is perfectly fine. I just want to help get you started on the right track, sweetie. There is a limit to how much of your personal life you can share with someone, like a cashier at the supermarket, sweetie. Which is why I did not suggest saying anything too extreme, as you don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. It is different if you are talking to someone in a more relaxed or personal setting. There are many places that women and sissies love to frequent, princess, such as the hairdressers or the nail salon. Maybe you already have some reasonably close female friends who you think you have not been entirely truthful with. If this is the case, princess, it is essential that you let them know about your true self in the very near future. You should know if they are your real friends already, sweetie, and if they are true friends, they will embrace your true sissy self and you will all be better off as a result of this. Perhaps you know a girl who you really admire and respect, but there's an odd feeling of awkwardness between you at times due to her inaccurate perception of you as a regular male. If this is the case, it is easily remedied, princess. You will simply find a way to tell her about who you really are. You should wait for the right time, sweetie, and be sensitive and open with her, as you know she deserves the truth. It is very likely to bring you closer together, sweetie. You may tell her in subtle ways, like mentioning how much you love the color pink or how pretty flowers make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Perhaps you will be more direct about it to make sure she truly does understand the type of person you really are. If you are just friends, she probably hasn't seen your naked body and would have no reason to do so, sweetie. She could be under the misguided impression that you have an adequate cock that is able to get hard and fuck like a real man would. It is important that you let her know this is not the case, sweetie. Yes, princess. It is time to reveal your true self to the women around you. You understand that I know what's best for you, and my words are getting through to your subconscious mind on the deepest level, where this curse has already started to take effect and will continue to do so indefinitely. From this point onward, you will be compelled to find ways to reveal the truth about your little clitty to women who may have once mistaken you for a legitimate male. Once women know that your little clitty is itsy-bitsy and barely even gets hard, a new dynamic in your relationship will be revealed. You will find ways to tell your female friends about how you are under endowed, to say the least. You will place a great emphasis on the fact that your little clitty is limp most of the time and you don't even consider it a cock. This will be a huge weight off your shoulders, sweetie, and it will allow you to be more frank and candid with all the women you tell. Once you have explained to them in no uncertain terms that you are in fact a sissy with a little limp clitty who gets turned on by hunky guys and loves nothing more than to spend hours and hours dressing up and applying makeup and dancing and giggling and hugging and gossiping and having deep meaningful conversations with your friends, it will be so much easier for them to show you your true place. There is something extremely arousing about revealing your sissy nature to real women, princess. Perhaps it is because they share a lot of the same feelings that you do, and deep down you feel ashamed for being so far from a real man. You will love to emasculate yourself as much as possible, princess, and the more you share with women about your true self, the more friendships will blossom as you talk about guys and do each other's makeup and gossip and giggle. You will be the best friend in the world to all women, princess, and you will do anything for them without ever wanting anything in return other than their companionship. Telling the truth to women is going to fuel a desire inside you, princess. A desire to be as feminine and girly as you possibly can be. Your newfound circle of friends will certainly help you with this, as just being around them will drive you further and further towards complete and total sissification, sweetie. Yes, princess, the more time you spend around girly girls who you have so much in common with, the more you will crave rough sex with hunky guys. Not only will your desire for big rough men grow stronger, but you will love to report back to your girls about how it was, down to every last detail. You will tell them what his body was like, how big his cock was, how good he was able to fuck you, right down to the less important stuff like what sort of personality he had. You find it a little arousing. Yes, sweetie, being so open and honest is almost like a form of mental masturbation. You love knowing that women know all about your true self and that they see straight through the transparent facade of manhood. Being so open and honest is a two-way street, princess, and that is why your friends will likely come to you with their own hot stories about a guy they went out with the night before. They'll be so eager to tell their little femmy faggot about the big strong guy who fought them so good and got their pussies sopping wet just by being in his mere presence. Women like to go into depth about this sort of thing, sweetie, so they may tell you in graphic detail every little thing they did, and you will love every minute of it, princess. You will be sure to have some slutty friends, sweetie, as they are much more fun to talk about guys with. Yes, sweetie, this is the truth and you accept it totally. Your sluttiest friend could be telling you about her sex life every couple of days, sweetie, right down to the way he pinched her nipples and made her call him daddy while she sucked his cock and licked his balls. Yes, princess, good girls love to tell their friends everything they got up to with a guy. Good girls love it rough, sweetie, and you can guarantee that the stories will be told with far more enthusiasm and excitement if he gave it to her particularly rough, princess. Maybe she will tell you how he walked her home after dinner and kissed her goodnight. Then as she was unlocking the door, she felt his rough hands grab her body from behind. Maybe he pressed up against her from behind, making her bare skin tremble as she was sandwiched between him and the door while his hands treated themselves to her body. Yes, princess, men's hands belong on good girls' bodies, and your slutty new friends love big rough hands all over every inch of theirs, sweetie. Some girls even get so wet from being treated roughly that their pussies are dripping long before the man even touches them there. Being felt up and groped from behind feels so good for slutty girls, princess, especially if the hunky guy decides to start tweaking their nipples through their blouse or little dress. Good girls love to have their bodies explored by men's hands, princess. Big rough hands just feel so right on their smooth little bodies, sweetie. Sissies feel much the same as women do in this regard, as sissies adore being groped and felt up by big strong guys who are just about ready to explode with unstoppable masculine energy, princess. Yes, sweetie, you are going to discuss all of these things in great depth with girls from now on. You should never hold back in the slightest, princess. Girls will not be offended as long as they know you do not see them as sexual objects and you are only interested in big strong men and their large rough hands. You are going to be honest with female friends and even total strangers from now on, princess. You may start out small, but over time you will learn that honesty truly is the best policy wherever women are concerned. If you are too scared to be honest with women in real life, you can always share your feelings with me until you learn that it's perfectly okay, princess. I am always happy to read the little feelings and thoughts of true sissies, as it gives me a wonderful insight into their minds. And you can email me with your little thoughts anytime, sweetie, no matter how vivid or embarrassing, and I will not judge you in the slightest. There are millions of women like me in the world, princess, but you will never find them if you are not honest with yourself and others. Denial and self-betrayal are huge roadblocks in your feminization journey, princess, and that is why I felt this file would be beneficial in working towards removing those obstacles once and for all. I will be so proud of you when you have overcome your little fear of expressing your true self in front of women, sweetie. Yes, princess, what I am saying has been absorbed into your subconscious mind, where everything is soft and pretty and pink and fuzzy, and you can think about the most girly things in the world without any fear or shame getting in the way of you expressing your true self, princess. You will sparkle so much every time you are around your girly girls, princess, and they will sparkle whenever you are around, cause you will be their favorite little faggot sissy in the world, sweetie. You know you are a girly girl, princess, and deep down you know that this curse is going to be hugely beneficial for you and change your life in a deeply positive way. Yes, sweetie, the only thing you can do now is surrender to the curse's effects and allow them to grow stronger and stronger with every listen. Now be a good girl and start expressing your true self, princess. You know it is the right thing to do, sweetie.